And welcome, good morning, to our Backstage Pass pre-show. So in other words, if you are a BSP, you automatically qualify. So give us a call here at 855-500-7445. We'll put your name... God damn it, what the fuck is... Oh, we'll put your name in the running. I've got, like, you know, strange sensations in my face. Oh! I can't feel my face. I can't feel my face. If you can find your way to a telephone, that is, 855-500-7445, we will qualify people. God damn it, man. Very strange. I must have taken some drugs this morning. I'm kidding. All right. If you are a BSP, give me a call. We'll qualify you. Good morning. What is your username?
Hey.
It's what? Hello?
Hello there.
Yeah, what is your username?
It's Joey in Tucson.
Joey in Tucson. Dude, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Good, man. You are automatically a qualifier this morning, okay? So I think somebody someplace is taking your name down.
All right.
How you been,
Very
Joey?
Cool.
Good, brother. Can you make it out for the show if you win?
I'm going to
do
skip
your best.
Work. I'm going to do whatever I can to get out there.
You're the man. It's good to talk.
I know.
Good to talk with you, brother.
All right, you too, man.
See you later. Joey in Tucson. Good morning. What is your username?
Debbie Health, DebbyHelf, as in Frank, all one word.
Debbie Health.
Right.
Awesome, Debbie. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hollywood.
Beautiful, Debbie. So you're in the running now to get selected, and because you're in Hollywood, if you don't win, you can still just walk over and stare at the front door. I'm
sure.
Kidding. I'm just joking. I'm screwing around.
Yeah.
actually, if you don't win, you can still walk over and say hello wherever you are in Hollywood.
Great.
Okay, Debbie. Thank you so much, hon.
Okay.
Good luck. Good morning. What's your username?
Bosco H. Excuse me.
Bosco. And Bosco... Bosco H, as in Hendry, for instance.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Something like that.
All right. Where are you calling from this morning, man?
I am calling from Mission Viejo.
Sweet. You are automatically in the running. It's great to talk with you, man.
Awesome.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
I'm getting to meet BSPs here that don't ordinarily maybe, comment or, reach out or insult me or, something. Good morning. What's your username? Lost you, man.
Susan Maxwell.
Susan Maxwell, how you doing, Susan?
Good.
We talked
Fantastic.
To you.
Fantastic.
Talked to you once before, man. Where are you at?
Oceanside, California.
Awesome. All right, man. You're in the running, Susan Maxwell.
Yes.
Beautiful, dude. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. And remember, we got all month to do this, you guys. Good morning. What's your name? Your username?
Jim Sunrise.
Jim Sunrise. Great, man. Where are you calling from?
Well, today I'm up in Frenchtown, Montana, but I'll be back down in L.A. tomorrow.
Frenchtown, Montana. Is that a camping trip or a business trip?
No, actually, I've got a house up here, so I like to stay up in the mountains and
man, that's sweet.
Hang out with Jeff Dowder by the lake.
That's awesome. I bet you it's gorgeous there, man. All right.
It's great.
Beautiful. So say that again, man. Your username was what?
Jim Sunrise.
Jim Sunrise. Beautiful, man. All right. We got you registered for our for the one-man show on the 30th. Hope you win.
That's good. I've already got tickets to the show, so I'll see you down there.
Okay, so you just want to win two free ones and get the VIP.
Yeah,
and then then scalp the other two for more money than you bought them for. That's great.
Well, I'm looking to make a profit somehow.
Yeah, I know. The house in Montana has got to get paid for. All right, dude. See you later. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks,
good to talk with you, brother. Woo! There's a castle in the pines. Waiting for, I don't know, man. I've got this, maybe it's the cap that just cut the blood flow off. All of a sudden, I couldn't feel my left eye. I'm kidding. I'm just joking. So if you want to register for, and you're automatically in the running for the drawing at the end of the month, if you're a BSP, a Backstage Pass member, you're automatically in if you give us a call. If you don't, then we don't know you're out there. We don't know that you want to come to the show or whatever. So give us a call at 855-500-7445. Remember that we'll be, getting people lined up, getting people in the running all month till the end of the month. So there's really no rush. Although, as it gets closer and closer, We'll see what happens. All right. So welcome to the program here. And we're going to be doing our show, and we're looking at the news, different things that are in the news here this morning. What is in the news? And on the back of the screen here, we have, is this the Word Network this morning? It is. It's a news story here about some high-end prostitute. Now, I don't know what you consider to be a high-end prostitute, but this is the, well, you can't really see her picture. This is the high-end prostitute. Now, she may look like a whole lot in black and white and from a distance, but I don't really know. I don't think there are too many sexual tricks. You know, in other words, what does she know? I mean, she's not that hot looking. Excuse me. I mean, yes, she's beautiful. There's no question. But high end, a Google executive is dead, and this woman has been charged with the individual's murder. I refrain from identifying the sex of the Google executive. It could be a woman. I don't know. But Alex Catherine Titchelman, age 26, an admitted high-end prostitute from Georgia. Boy, there is an oxymoron. I'm joking around. A high-end prostitute from Georgia. You're going to have to live with that, Georgia. You're going to have to... It doesn't say Atlanta. If it would have said Atlanta, I would have said, oh, okay. A high-end prostitute from Georgia. You have to live with that, Georgia. You have to live with the hillbilly thing until such time as, you know, enough time has passed. You know, it's just the way it is. Like California. People, do you think we get tired of hearing all the jokes out here about, oh, wow, wheat germ killer, and you people are really spacey and all the fruits and nuts, right? Sure we do. But we accept the fact that it's just going to be there until the country catches up, right? Well, same thing with Georgia. You know, you're going to be noted as sort of the, I don't know, the matrix of hillbillyism, the beginning stages of dumb, you know, until such time as that passes you by. Can you get angry about it? Can you be upset about it? Yes, 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 all these things are true. But these are the stereotypes. Well, are you going to propel and are you going to cause the stereotype to, you know, continue, Phil? If I need it, yes. If I have to go to it, yes. And then I'll apologize. Two gored in third bull run at Spain's famous Pamplona Run. As you know, in Spain, they have their Pamplona Run. And Jose Aldababa has announced that there were two people gored in this damn run. So let's check and see what we can learn about that. Now, you know, the obvious thing that people do is they say, well, it serves them right. What kind of an idiot would be running with the bulls? I think it's probably a fair question. It's also a fair statement to say that unless you've done it, and you don't, if you don't understand it, you don't understand it, okay? You may be the dumb one. I will tell you that running bulls through streets doesn't sound like anything a bull might want to do. This whole thing about cruelty to animals, man, I don't know where to go with that shit. Honestly, I understand when it would start with a kitten, and we're pretty clear, right? A little tiny kitten, we're clear on where we stand on cruelty to animals. With a kitten, you got it, turn it into breakfast. I'm kidding. So, but you saw that one coming, so what? The case for a bull run after a 5-10% correction. Can the bull market really, oh, this is bull run as in stock market. Very funny, man. 10 traits of a bad boss. If you drive 50 miles a day or less, you better read this. If you drive 50 miles a day or less, five questions that will not get you hired. Goldman Sachs mid-year global economic outlook. The first Fortune 500 companies, where are they now? And all of this news about the bull run in Pamplona, Spain, is on a page that's devoted to business. So that's pretty funny. Little known ways to pay off your mortgage. First Fortune 500 companies, where are they now? That'll be interesting. The first Fortune 500 companies, where are they now? Take a look at the top companies in our first Fortune 500 list and see what's become of them since 1955. General Motors, ExxonMobil, U.S. Steel, General Electric, Esmark, a name not to have graced the pages of Fortune for many years. The Chicago conglomerate owned Max Factor Cosmetics, Avis Rental Cars, Swift Meatpacking, Tropicana, the Chicago White before being acquired by Beatrice Foods, another Chicago conglomerate in 1984. Beatrice was bought by ConAgra in 1990. The Chicago White. What the fuck is that? This company is called Esmark. Chrysler. Armor. Gulf Oil. I'll get into this and I'll read to you where these companies are today. It's a very interesting article. The Fortune 500 companies and where they are today. Now, I want to say something here that needs to be said. And this is something that you guys probably will deal with at some point in your lives, or if you're not dealing with it already. And that is the, the exchange of ideas and opinions can be respectful. It can be angry and hostile and insulting. I respond in kind. I respond in kind. That's my philosophy. And I take my chances. You know, I understand that some people will say, you better be careful. Well, yes. But the fact is, if someone sends me a message and calls me a fuck or calls me a name in association with any opinion that I have, you know, you miserable piece of shit, you fuck, you take it up the ass, all of these marvelous things, then I respond in kind. What do I mean by that? I mean that I... Excuse me, I have to, if you want to play that game, have you ever been arrested by a cop, I remember this when I was a kid, the cop used to say, I'll play it any way you want to play it. It's Jay Santos, you know, I'll play it any way you want to play it. Okay, that's the game you want to play, we'll play it that way, you know. Jay Santos, the same way. I'll go anywhere you want to go. Do anything you want to do. Yeah. So if you start out by calling somebody a fuck, and then that person responds in kind, you really look even dumber than you already are if you get angry at that. And such has been the case in recent days, given my opinion about the Anthony Cumia situation. Now, the fuck? What is wrong with you, motherfucker? Not you guys, but this printer. I understand that people are very, very divided. It's a race issue. And as you probably have noticed, regardless of what some people would have you believe, most of them white, we do have a race divide in America, as evidenced by the Anthony Cumia story. Every fucking time some white person says to me, we got no goddamn race problem in America, I just shake my fucking head, you know. Don't worry, man. The next one's coming down the fucking pike. Well, here comes the Anthony Cumia story, which I thought was a slam dunk, no-brainer. Going on Twitter and talking that shit. I didn't see one intelligent remark made by the man. Not one fucking intelligent remark. That was my opinion, and I said it. I have no idea if Anthony even knows who I am or if he even gives a shit what I think. Probably... no, on both accounts. He probably knows who I am, but he probably doesn't give a shit what I think, and that's certainly his right. I'm just expressing this. It was a news story, and a news story concerning somebody in my business, and it has to do with communication, it has to do with public perception, it has to do with a lot of things that are really kind of important in our business. So I expressed my opinions on this, and I got a lot of flack. And some of it was really hostile, and some of it was very pointed, and some of it was very insulting. So I return that in kind. I don't, you know, I don't let people think that this is the place to unload your frustrations in life, because I don't believe that somebody who communicates that way has a good set of social skills. I have often found that upon further investigation that they probably have a drinking problem. A lot of times these people will come back the next day and in a half-assed way apologize to you and say they were drinking or they were upset or something. That doesn't matter to me, because the only people that I let talk to me that way are my friends and my family, total fucking strangers whether they are listeners or whether they're Facebook friends, I don't allow that. I mean, you shouldn't either. You know. You know. So you got to. I think people need to understand something. You know. Because I have the job that I have doesn't mean that I absorb insult like some sort of a SpongeBob. You know, just everything it comes in, it doesn't go out. You know, I'm the place to come and, you know, unburden yourself. It's not the case. And if it's the first lesson that some of these people have gotten in behavior in their entire fucking lives, well, let it be here. You know, some people have never had limits set from the time they were shat into this world by their mothers until today, when they are of reasonable age. They have never had anybody say no to them. And they go around shitting on everything and pissing on everything and yelling at everybody and... and then they come up against certain individuals who say, no, you may not do that, and they get really crazy and irate. What? Say no to me? You can go someplace else and do it if you want. The Anthony Cumia story, of all the stories in the world, that one, to me, I thought was a no-brainer. I mean, I that guy's articulation on Twitter concerning the problem he had, whether he was attacked, whether he was mugged, whatever happened to him, was, if it was serious, you and I both know now, because we're adults, what you do in a situation like that. I don't know what time of night it was either. I've no idea. Some of the statements that man made were both ignorant, and they were clearly racist, and I want to keep going back to this word ignorant, because ignorance and racism are the same thing. And when you talk about how I want to address violence in the black community, who the fuck are you to address violence in the black community when you haven't even addressed, let's say, violence in the white community or your own fucking limitations or problems? Were you out in the black community talking to black people about violence, or were you just standing in Times Square taking fucking pictures of fucking scaffolding? What the fuck are you talking about? You're addressing violence in the white community, in the black community. Addressing violence in the black community. Savages. You know, there's ways of addressing violence in any community if you really care. Or maybe you don't. You know, maybe you just think you ought to go down there with a fucking monkey cage and put everybody in and put them in the zoo. Maybe that's what addressing violence in the black community is. But God forbid that you should call that racist. Well, that's exactly what I fucking call it. I call it that today. I call it that the other day. I'm sorry if it upsets fans of the Opie and Anthony show. God knows I love Opie, and I have always wished those guys well, and I have always said that the only two shows that I think were worth listening to once Bubba got once Bubba left on Sirius XM were Howard's and Opie and Anthony's. This is not some club, though. It's not anything that I waste my time over. I'm not involved in some daily trolling, Twitter fight with fans of other shows. I don't do that. People like that, it's kind of a hobby for a lot of people to kind of, stir up a lot of shit between radio personalities. That's fine, you know, whatever. But when it gets personal, it gets violent, it gets threatening. And again, we're just talking about, opinions here. I didn't fire the motherfucker. Sirius XM fired him. Understand what your fucking enemy is here before you start screaming and yelling like a goddamn girl. Hold on for a minute. I gotta fucking fix this goddamn thing. By the way, I'm wearing pants again this morning. You gotta understand what you're up against before you start jumping up and down and screaming like a fucking woman. Excuse me, ladies. I should say hysterical. Let's say a hysterical fantasy elven, whatever. Elven bishop. I was gonna say elven elf. This is a company that saw a public relations image problem in the fact that one of their hosts had gone very public with his opinions. Now, people said, well, he's been saying this stuff on the radio. Yes, he's been saying this stuff on the radio. 90% of this shit that happens in this world, the fallout is educating people on how life works. It's a fucking amazing thing, especially adults. I'm not just talking about kids. I'm talking about adults. You got to educate these people on how life works. Now, if you still think the problem with America is the fucking government, after what I just said to you, But you have to take an adult human being and educate this individual on how life in this world works. You know, like when the sun, that's the sun, and it's going to come up, right, Charlie?
Yeah.
And then the sky will be bright, and then the sun goes down. Now, that's a day. That's called a day. Let's just start with that. Are you clear on that? I'm not... Just run it by me. Okay, that's fine. We can do it. When the sun... And the sun's not coming up, because I heard a guy say, yeah, the earth... But it doesn't matter. We'll get to that. That's way down the road, man, on whether the earth spins or the sun. I just want you to know that big bright thing, which is...
That's the sun.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hey. Woo!
All right. Don't be sarcastic, Phil. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be sarcastic. That's the sun. It comes up. Now, we'll get to Opie and Anthony and why Anthony got fired. But first, we have to... Yeah. All right. The sun comes up, and it goes over the sky. And then, what does it do? Oh, shit. You told me this, didn't you? Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. It sets. That's it. Now, what's that called? That's called a day. Now, what are we in right now? We're in a day. We're in a day. You're in the day. I'm in the day. That's great, huh? Yeah, that's really great. That's fantastic. That means you're alive. Oh, I know. That's a concept. Let's just stick with you're now in the day. Okay?
See?
So you can keep doing stuff, but this is a day that you're in. What about when, now the sun and the other day, I should say, yeah, the other day, oh, it was dark out. Well, then that would be the other night. Oh, shit. I know. Never mind. Now, it ain't that dumb, but, brother, it ain't fucking far from that. So, you say to the guy, SiriusXM fired the guy. Just shut up. Shut up. SiriusXM fired the guy because it's a business move. They're business. Now, let's take, for example, when somebody says that you are a fat fuck, and they go around saying you're a fat fuck. You don't like that, do you? Of course you don't like it. Or let's just say that they say you're an ugly motherfucker, and they go around telling everybody that. You don't like that, do you? Of course you don't like it. Well, they have free speech, don't they? Well, they're right. Well, now because it has to do with your ass, now you all of a sudden have a problem. Well, of course you have a problem. They're going out and defaming you, talking all of this shit about you, which affects your reputation and your ability to operate in the world. Now, in the real world, if that person worked for you and was out there saying that so-and-so is an ugly motherfucker, so-and-so is an ugly motherfucker, oh, so-and-so is an ugly motherfucker, I guarantee you this, that you would have that person in for a talk. And if they continued to do that, I also guarantee you this, you'd fire them. I guarantee you that. Even if you're disagreeing with me right now and saying, no, I never would, Phil. Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Okay? There's just some certain things that are true in this life. That's one of them. Well, SiriusXM essentially did the same thing. Well, they wasn't talking about it, but hold on. By going out and saying baboon, ape, savage, whatever the fuck it was that he said, it really doesn't matter because I've read and reread those tweets. They were absolutely the stupidest bunch of comments I've ever read in my life concerning... It's shocking that a guy would actually take himself so seriously that he would go on Twitter and spill that garbage out. I mean, it's one thing if you're on a comedy show and you're a comedy guy and the things you say are comedy things. It's another thing to suddenly think... You are such a spokesperson that you will go out onto Twitter and you'll say the dumbest shit that's ever been said in the history of man on this planet and think that people are going to suck your ass for that. You're going to get your ass fired because that makes SiriusXM look like they believe this shit. It makes SiriusXM have to deal with an outraged public. It makes SiriusXM mean that they got to go talk. Now, why am I still talking about this? Because I've got to let people know. We can disagree. But don't ever believe that when you send me a message and you start out in the first few the paragraphs calling me all kinds of fucking names that I'm not going to, you know, go right back on you and start firing back. And when that happens, you can't possibly, if you're intelligent or you were born with any fucking pubic hair, you can't possibly get angry at the fact that I did that. You know, why are you getting angry at me? I'm not angry at you. I'm firing back on you the same way you fired on me. You want to start calling me a foot? You want this to be about name calling and dick size and all this shit? Well, I can do that. You're going to lose that fucking fight every day because it's what I do for a living is talk and communicate and verbalize and insult and play games with people and play games with language. You're not going to fucking win that game with me. And then if it escalates, you only got yourself to blame, you know. So I don't know what to say to people. I think, to me, that's basic math, and I don't understand why people don't get that, you know. Unless, of course, they want to have some kind of a fucking hassle, and I understand that too, you know. I understand that too. But then make sure that you have, scrubbed all the bad shit about yourself. Because at some point what happens is the people that produce my show get interested. They want to know who is this person that is talking to Phil this way and et cetera. And they start Googling people. And they start finding things about people, you know, that we then share with other people. This is the process. This has to be because of what I do for a living. So what I'm trying to say is, you got to keep a fucking lid on this. Calm the fuck down. I'm not going to change my opinion. If I do change my opinion, I guarantee you, you'll be the first to know. And I will say I'm sorry, and I will say I'm wrong. I think I've done that before on the show, you know. But please don't think that that, you know, calling to show up, or I should say, sending me messages about what a fucking unconscionable douchebag I am is going to, you know, solve the fucking problem, and thinking that I'm going to be reasonable now. I love these people. See, Phil, they'll call you all kinds of every name in the fucking book, and then they think you're going to be, now this will make him reasonable. Now I've made him see the light. No. No. You know, no, didn't happen. I'm going to start the show this morning here, and we're about ready to get going here. I'm going to start the show with one of my favorite hip hop song of all time. I think y'all going to love it too. So we have that. We have this hooker that. What happened to the first Fortune 500 companies? And I suppose what we should do is also take a look and see if there's anything in the news that's worth fucking sentenced to 10 years. Here's Ray Nagin, sentenced to 10 years in prison. This goddamn motherfucker, I swear to God, and I remember when I said, now how many people are standing with Ray Nagin today that were all over this motherfucker, or that were all over people that had criticized this guy for his fucking response to Hurricane Katrina? His lack of action, his dragging his goddamn feet, you know. How many people are standing with him today? You going to bake him a fucking cake with a goddamn hacksaw in it? What are you going to do? You going to go visit him? You know. Hugged family and friends after the sentencing, was quickly driven away from the courtroom. I'm trusting God is going to work all this out, he said during sentencing. Was found guilty in February on 20 counts, most related to kickbacks from contractors looking for city work. Nagin, a Democrat, was arrested in January 2013, nearly 3 years after he left office. He was charged with taking kickbacks in the form of cash, cross-country trips, or help with the family-run Granite Countertop Company. Jesus H. Christ. You gotta be kidding me. What the fuck is wrong with New Orleans anyway? Why is it... You know, I understand that there's it's all kinds of problems in all kinds of cities, but Jesus, New Orleans, something else. All right. Let's get ready, man, to go online, to go on the air. Here on a world-famous Phil Henry show. And if a lot of the stuff you hear on the pre-show is repeated on the regular show, it's because I'm kind of going through a show prep process in my own head as I talk to you guys. And good morning. Welcome to our Phil Henry show. We're back here. Thank you very much to our good, close, personal friend, Dr. Ed Elcott, and all the bullshit that he did on the show yesterday. Let's kick it off, y'all.